Good morning, everyone. This week we're reading Parshas Vayetze, where Yaakov leaves his father and his mother's home and he goes to Lavan's house. And as we set off on this narrative of Yaakov living this new life, it's worth taking a second and thinking about who Yaakov is. Because while Chazal has told us, while the sages have told us at this point a lot about who Yaakov is and what his character traits are, we, in Parshas Toldos, last week's Parsha, we mostly got a vision of Yaakov that was complex and confusing and troubling to some degree. The stories that we hear about Yaakov are stories of Yaakov tricking his brother into selling his birthright and taking the bracha without Yitzchak's knowledge. Yes, Yaakov had been defined as an ish tam yoshev ohalim, as a simple man who dwells in tents, but we haven't yet learned what that means and how that has any significant spiritual value. That all changes in Parshas Vayetze, because Yaakov approaches this place and he has this dream of angels, which seems to have tremendous significant spiritual significance. But what I'd like to focus in on is what happens right after that. I'd like to propose that Yaakov's first spiritual, not necessarily achievement, but the first time that the Torah tells us of a spiritual achievement of Yaakov comes right after he wakes up from his dream. What happens is Yaakov makes a promise. In Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Chaf 28:20, Yaakov, the Torah tells us, Vayidor Yaakov neder lemor. Yaakov makes a promise. And he says, he asks that if Hashem will be with me and he'll guard me along the way, and he'll give me food and clothes and return me in peace to my father's home and will be for me as a god, then if Hashem does those things, Yaakov will commits to do two things. First, v'ha'even hazos, this stone, asher samti matzevai hiya beis elokim, that he'll turn this stone into a foundation stone of a house of God. V'chol asher titein li aser asrenu lach, and everything that I receive, I will tithe and give a tenth of. And here, I think that we see two fundamentally important spiritual achievements and accomplishments and goals. The first is that Yaakov is asking, that he's engaging with God. He is aware of God's presence, and he sees the value in having an existence that is spiritually aware and conscious, and he wants to feel God's hand gently resting on his shoulder. And he also sees his responsibility to God. He sees his responsibility in primarily two areas. One, in creating a house for God, in trying to accommodate God, to change himself for the sake of God, to create spaces for God to come in. And a social moral responsibility to give some of the things that he acquires for the service of either the Beit HaMikdash or for the sake of others. So we see that moral consciousness of being a part of something larger in society, and also the desire to carve out a space for God. And I think that the question that we can ask ourselves this morning and in our preparation for Parshat Vayetze is, first of all, where are the places in our lives where we could use a little bit more God? Am I asking for his help in the areas where I'm having trouble? Can I start doing that? And the second thing that Yaakov is providing us as an exemplar, as a spiritual exemplar here, is the notion that we can and should commit to God, that we should be willing to take on things for the sake of God. And it's worth asking ourselves as we prepare for Parshat Vayetze, what is it that I am willing to commit to God? Am I doing things to commit to God? Am I putting my money where my mouth is, so to speak? in terms of my commitment to him and what I'm willing to do as somebody who needs him and wants him in my life. Have a great day.